This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Adele Ferguson, Walkley Award-winning journalist, many times, I don't know how she's got room on her mantelpiece for them all. Adele does a job as a journalist, which is as it should be. She does it fearlessly, and she does it honestly, and very diligently. ASIC, the ACCC, and Fair Work Commission, which really are asleep at the wheel in most cases. Adele has exposed so many business ethical issues, and the latest one is Domino's Pizza. And Adele, when you order your pizza, do you ask for a 457 visa?
Yeah, it's getting a bit like that, isn't it?
It is. This is the latest in a long line of wage fraud and, well, I call it employment theft. Are you surprised how you keep coming across this, or are you almost becoming oblivious to it?
It's becoming to the point of ridiculousness. The thing that really disappoints me is before the election, the Coalition came out and we ran the story on the front page of The Age where they were saying they were going to commit to changing the legislation to make it tougher for these wage fraud scandals to happen. They haven't done anything yet. You know, you keep hearing that they're about to do it. But, you know, the election was so many months ago and they've had all these different priorities and nothing's happened. So I'm really disappointed by that.
It's a mirror government. They're going to look into it.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly. But, you know, they love to get the page one stories.
And that was Michaela Cash, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. She waved her hands around and, you know. But again, you know, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and guess what? We've all got indigestion.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, let's hope that maybe, you know, Domino's will push them to actually do something. You know, there was a speculation in the newspapers this week that it was going to happen, and Parliament's finished and it hasn't. So
we shall wait and see, don't you think?
What does this say about business ethics, Adele? Are we actually in an era, it seems to me, where a lot of the business world is lacking ethics? To do things like this to vulnerable people and do it so systematically and, you know, to sort of, you know, whether it's 7-Eleven, whether it's Domino's, doesn't matter who it is, oh, well, you know, we punish the franchisees that do this. The simple fact is the system they set up effectively means you can't be profitable in that business unless you rip people off.
Yeah, but there is, you know, I'll qualify that. There are some franchisees who are making a lot of money out of this.
Yeah.
You know, so it depends on many factors, you know, such as the location, etc. But there does seem to be a number of franchisees who are hurting, and they cut corners, and the easiest way to cut a corner is, you know, they hire people from similar cultural background and they know that they're vulnerable, they're often students, so they can only work 20 hours a week, and they make them work a lot more hours and they pay them less than the award rate.
Adele, it's Harriet here. One of the things that we have seen, and I in a previous life worked as an industrial relations lawyer, had a lot to do with the Fair Work Commission now, and one of the things that we've seen is the growth of 457s across a range of sectors, whether that's in fruit picking, in retail, in hospitality, and again that vulnerable group that often is isolated and doesn't have any option but to take on work at much lower wages. What, in your view, are the levers that can be used to encourage business to not just pay award rates but to provide appropriate frameworks for the employment relationship when, in fact, they have every opportunity to simply go out, do a race to the bottom on minimum wages and terms and conditions and not actually have any regard, because they're not obligated to legally, for the exploitation of vulnerable workers?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I think one of the problems is the regulator isn't properly resourced, they don't have enough powers, and they don't have enough people on the ground to stamp this out. So if there is, you know, breaches going on, the franchisor, the labour hire firm, or whoever it is, the penalties are just, you know, rubbish. They're a few thousand dollars. So...
And so even if we do have a prosecution, for example, for 7-Eleven, again, they can use that corporate veil and the corporate structure to either pass responsibility down the chain to franchisees, or alternatively, there's no pushback on changing the law to make these offences more of a deterrent in terms of the penalties.
One of the commitments of the coalition was that they would try and pierce that corporate veil. We don't know how much until we see the draft legislation. You know, so there's been a lot of lobbying by franchisors not to... Because there already is in the Fair Work Act an accessorial liability, but it's almost impossible to get anywhere with. And we saw that with 7-Eleven. Fair Work went in, did a big investigation and couldn't actually pin head office.
Yes, the Fair Work Ombudsman only has limited powers under the Act, and so therefore it comes down to the coalition government and what they're prepared to do to actually act on that. And again, the interests of big business in this will be a telling sign of their courage in this particular area.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, Adele, you know, as individuals, we all have to make a decision as to whether or not we're going to continue to support the businesses that are doing this, to send them a message that it's not acceptable. Yeah. And, you know, I, for one, I'm not having any more Domino pizza. It's such a complex issue, but as consumers, you know, we love the cheap pizza and the cheap coffee and stuff. It comes at a cost, people. You need to understand it comes at a cost. And... you know, when you're in an employment situation where that might be you, you won't like it.
Well, it's not dissimilar to the dairy pricing issue where when we had dollar litre milk, the price pressure that was put on came from the consumers. And that's my part of the world. And dairy farmers have been really, really suffering since prices took a tumble and their milk checks have gone down to zero. And the way that the city communities and people who buy milk and consume dairy products have made a difference is to stop buying dollar litre milk. And that's a really important thing to think about too.
And one of the things with the dairy farms, they actually went out on the streets and were lobbying, so it was in our face. We knew what was going on, so we could act. The problem with a lot of this wage fraud is people are too scared to come forward.
And particularly if it's about residency.
Underground. Yes, exactly.
Adele, we've run out of time. Thank you again. Thank you for the work you do. Thank you for the corruption that you expose. It wouldn't get exposed without journalists like yourself and your colleagues. I know it takes a toll. Thank you for what you do, and thanks again for your time. And
the quality that you bring to your profession.
Yes, hear, hear.
Stick at it, Dahl. Stick at it.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.